Hello, and welcome back to Season 2 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm baritone Joseph Latanzi, and I'm thrilled to return to the Atlanta Opera and to make my role debut as the lovable, crafty, ingenious Figaro in The Barber of Seville. I'm so excited to be your host for this week's episode on one of Rossini's comedic masterpieces. The Barber of Seville is a rare opera that has seeped into the cultural consciousness. Rossini's exciting music has been featured and used and parodied so many times that people who don't even know they know it know it. There are commercials from everything from Doritos to diapers that feature music from The Barber of Seville. But a few of my favorite pop culture examples worth looking up are, of course, The Rabbit of Seville, where Bugs Bunny gives Elmer Fudd a nice new haircut, an episode of Seinfeld, where Jerry shaves Newman, a classic chase scene between Tom and a very different Jerry, and the opening scene from the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, where Robin Williams gives me a run for my money, singing Figaro's aria. Another cool thing about The Barber of Seville is that its characters appear in several other operas. Think of it as like comic book characters in the Marvel universe. Lots of different stories involving the same characters. They all use a trilogy by the author Beaumarchais as their source material. Obviously, these composers were onto something because two of the most famous operas of all time, Rossini's The Barber of Seville and Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, both feature storylines involving the same characters, Count Almaviva, Bartolo, Rosina, Figaro, and others you'll come to know. Before we jump into the plot of the opera, I wanted to share a quick story. I'm an Atlanta area native, so the Atlanta Opera has always been my home opera company. I went to high school at Pebblebrook High School in Cobb County. It's the magnet school for the performing arts. I didn't grow up in a family that listened to tons of opera, but I was always singing, ever since I was a kid. When I fell in love with opera, I fell hard. The first time I can remember hearing anything from The Barber of Seville live was when I was a freshman in high school. One of the seniors sang Figaro's aria, Largo al Factotum, and I was blown away. I swore to myself that I'd work so hard that by the time I was a senior, I'd be able to sing that aria too. Well, I didn't, and I actually don't know how he did either. It's so difficult. It took me many more years to be able to sing the aria. My first time was at a loud and raucous party where no one was even paying attention to the hired entertainment. I was so annoyed because no one even heard me conquer the aria that was my weird baritone Everest for the first time. I've since sung several roles at the Atlanta Opera, in Madame Butterfly, Carmen, Sweeney Todd, and Pagliacci, but this is my first time singing the role of Figaro in The Barber of Seville anywhere. It's pretty cool to be at my home opera company, not far from the place I first fell in love with opera, debuting a baritone's dream role. I'm really looking forward to performing it for you. All right, let's get into the plot of the opera. Act 1 opens in Seville just before dawn. The young, handsome, and stupidly rich Count Almaviva is outside of a house attempting to serenade the girl he has recently seen and fallen in love with, the beautiful Rosina. As the Count is about to give up hope, in comes Figaro, clearly a mourning person, singing one of the most famous opera arias of all time about how much he loves his many jobs around the city and how everyone calls his name whenever they need anything. Figaro, a former employee of the Count, recognizes Almaviva and learns of his love for Rosina. Figaro reveals he just so happens to work in the house where Rosina lives, which belongs to Dr. Bartolo, an older man who plans to marry Rosina himself for her sizable inheritance. Rosina appears for a moment, and the Count takes his chance to serenade her. But since he wants to be loved for who he is as a person, and not his title and money, he tells Rosina that his name is Lindoro. Bartolo cuts this encounter short. The Count promises to pay Figaro in gold for his help, and the promise of money inspires a plan. To gain entry to the house later that day, the Count should disguise himself as an inebriated soldier under official military orders to lodge there. Inside the house, we learn Rosina is smitten with the man who has just introduced himself as Lindoro, and she is determined to marry him. She sings Una voce poco fa, a show-stopping aria, to express her feelings. Bartolo and his friend Don Basilio, who also happens to be Rosina's music teacher, have become suspicious of the unknown man hanging around outside with Figaro. They decide to move up the wedding ASAP, just to be safe. But Figaro overhears their plan. Rosina also saw Figaro with her Lindoro earlier, and she wonders if he'll help them get together. Figaro agrees, of course, and is blown away by how clever and crafty Rosina is. Dr. Bartolo is increasingly suspicious of Figaro's meddling, and he warns Rosina that he is too smart to be fooled by her. The Count arrives in his drunken soldier disguise to start off a quintessentially Rossinian sequence of chaotic events involving a sneezing maid, laundry lists, everyone outsmarting each other, and eventually even the police. The Count manages to avoid arrest, which stuns everyone into silence, except Figaro, who can only laugh. The curtain drops on Act 1 as everyone is left trying to figure out what in the world just happened. You have to experience it in person. No one writes frenetic comical scenes like these quite like Rossini. As Act 2 begins, Bartolo unknowingly opens his doors to another camouflaged Count Almaviva. This time, Almaviva is disguised as Don Alonso, a pupil of Basilio, here to take over Rosina's afternoon music lesson for his supposedly ill teacher. Bartolo dozes off during the lesson, so Rosina and the Count, who she still thinks is Lindoro, get to canoodle a bit. To buy the lovebirds more time together, Figaro arrives to distract Bartolo with a shave. The sly barber also manages to swipe a key to Rosina's locked balcony window so the lovers can escape and elope at midnight. Basilio, who turns up in perfect health, arrives just in time to incite more chaos. Bartolo realizes he's been tricked again and goes absolutely crazy in one of Rossini's zany and brilliant quintets. Basilio tells Bartolo that he has never heard of a Don Alonso, and departs to fetch a notary for the expedited wedding. Bartolo makes Rosina believe that Don Alonso and Figaro are scheming to lie to her, abduct her, and deliver her to Count Almaviva. Remember, she still thinks her lover's name is Lindoro. A metaphorical and literal storm occurs, another Rossini specialty. And when Figaro and the Count show up for the planned midnight escape, she is furious. Lindoro slash Alonso finally reveals to Rosina that he is actually the Count Almaviva, and they happily reconcile. Their rejoicing is cut short when Basilio enters with the notary. Figaro insists that the notary wed Rosina and Almaviva instead. The deal is sweetened as Almaviva bribes Basilio into acting as a witness. Bartolo barges in, but it's too late. The marriage is already complete. The befuddled Bartolo is instantly pacified when he learns that he'll get to keep Rosina's money anyway, now that she's marrying the rich Count. And the opera ends happily, with everyone singing an anthem to love. Amor e fede eterna si vegga in noi regnar. Thank you all for joining me on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera Podcast, Blink Opera. With recognizable tunes, rapid-fire vocalism, and hilarious, ridiculous shenanigans, Rossini's The Barber of Seville is a comedic opera for all to enjoy. I'm baritone Joseph Latanzi. Thank you for tuning in.